Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ the Life message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, I pray with you. Have any question about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us, Nathaniel Hunt, 1971@gmail.com. That's Nathaniel Hunt, 1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you who are listening, hey, I want you to join in with me in prayer. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you once again on this blessed day that we're able to come together in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that you anoint the words of my mouth that it may bring glory and honor to your name. Help me to lead so great a people to you that they may glorify you and lift you up. We give an invitation for your spirit to be with us, dear Lord, as we take this journey into this lesson tonight. Father, I pray that every heart and every ear that is tuned in will be touched by the spirit of the living God, that their eyes and ears may be open to hear the truth that comes from your spirit. So, Lord God, I praise you and I thank you, and I give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all you listening at this 7 o'clock hour Central Standard Time here in the United States. And those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, hey, we're on this going into the Word tonight, study tonight. I want to say before I get started, for those of you that are first-time listeners, and perhaps you're not a first-time listener and you haven't done this yet because it's been a failure on my part in the past to announce this to you, but the page you're listening to me off, you see the follow button, click on it, and it'll ask for your email information. And the purpose of that is that whenever we do a broadcast, you will be alerted through your email. As I said before, because there our regular time to come on nightly is 7 p.m. However, there have been things that come up where we might have to do an earlier broadcast, say a 4:30 or 5:30 or 6:30. I have done a 5 a.m. broadcast. So, you know, hey, hit that follow button, put that email information in so you can be alerted whenever we do a broadcast. Now, the next thing I want to say is that for some of you that are first-time listeners, those of you that have been following us and listening, you know about this, what I'm going to talk about, but you will notice that in our lessons, we go into the three books, the Bible, which many of you are familiar with, but the other two books of the Lord that he calls to come forth is the Record of Nephi and the Word of the Lord. And therefore, if you want a copy of the Record of Nephi, which is $8 for the book, and a copy of the Word of the Lord, which is a book of messages that the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah, 120 messages so thus far, from 1927 to 1994, they are 75 cents per dozen. The Record of Nephi is a record of the people that used to live on this continent during the prehistoric times, whom the Lord God dealt with and giving his commandments and statutes and judgments. And therefore, a record was taken of them, of God's dealing with them. That's the Nephi record. If you want the Nephi record and the Word of the Lord, you can write the Church of Christ the Elijah message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. That is the Church of Christ with the Elijah message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. Or you can dial 1-800-752-1507. That's 1-800-752-1507. And if you don't get no one at that number, dial area code 816-252-2343. That is area code 816-252-2343. 4:3. Now, tonight, I'm still on, and for those of you that have been following when I've been doing broadcasts myself, I've been dealing with you guys on three different series. One dealing with the gifts of the Spirit. I think the one we still on that is the discerning of spirit part. And then there is the series concerning, is this the offices, is these offices set up in Christ Church? This is where we're dealing with how that the Mormons have been basically have come up with their own offices, and they're claiming to be the restored Church of Christ. And we had been seeing, even from the Bible standpoint, that that is a contradictory, hallelujah. And some of these offices that the Mormon Church have come up with is not scripture. Now, this third series that I've been dealing with you guys with, which I'm on tonight, it's a series dealing with curses. And we have been looking at and coming to understand and starting off this series, this is curses. Tonight, this is curses. Ignorance is not the answer. Now, I open up with the introduction on curses for those of you that have been listening, basically giving you a definition of what curses is of that nature. Amen. And talking to you a little bit, you know, about how that many of God's people, you know, they don't quite get it concerning curses. And then another part of the series on curses I dealt with you guys about was it was titled Galatians 3:13, This Is Not Automatic. And that is also part of the series on curses. And for those of you the first time listeners, Blog Talk Radio does record our past broadcasts, so you can scroll down on the page, the Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry page. You can scroll down and you will see the list of them. And you can go back and listen to it. Well, however, I have dealt with you guys that to help you come to understand that Galatians 3:13 is a scripture that many Christians use when you talk to them about curses. And they try to combat it by saying, hey, Jesus redeemed me from the curse of the law. And I went to explain that on there. Yes, Jesus did his part, but it has to be implemented by us doing something. And that's is receiving and applying it, okay? It's not what you call automatic, because if that was automatic, then we know that Jesus died for our sins, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Now, he died for our sins that we may be saved. But do that make people automatically saved? No. Because the Bible said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so we're told in Romans 10 that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that he will raise from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So therefore, there's a part that man has to do for it to be implemented and have that powerful effect in the life of man. Amen? So now we are on this series tonight, and this is part one of this segment of curses. Once again, it is entitled Curses, Ignorance is Not the Answer. Curses, Ignorance is Not the Answer. Now you say, well, Brother Nate, why such a title like that? What do you mean? Well, here's the thing. There are some Christians among the Christian community who thinks that if they don't know about a particular thing or things that can cause curses to come in their life, then they can't be affected. And see, that's not true. That's 100% not true. Because if you go with just, let's say, in the natural, for example, sicknesses, many of you, more or less listening under the sound of my voice, you may have been hurting one day and you went to the doctor, right? Well, you didn't know what was causing it, and there was something going on with you. You didn't know how to explain what was going on with you, but it hurt you, didn't it? Amen. It affected you, didn't it? Yes, it did. And you went to the doctor so to find out what's going on. You know, doc, why I'm having these symptoms of this and that or this and that. See, you didn't know, but based on your ignorance, it didn't stop the sickness from doing what it was doing to you. You understand what I'm saying? Now, tonight, and I was trying to figure out and wanting the direction of the Lord, which way to go concerning the series or this part of the series, because like I told you, it is a part one. And I also want to go and explain this, and I may have said this a little bit in starting this curses series, because the Lord dealt me on my heart about doing the series on curses again. Now, I'm here to tell you that you guys may hear me speak on some deep things, and please hear me what I'm about to say on this before I go any further. It is not to be vulgar. It is not to be high-minded or make myself some great big, but I personally have seen and do believe that there are some deep issues among the Christian community that we do not discuss. There are some what I call hot topics that, you know, Christians don't want to discuss, and when if they do, they kind of at each other. And then there's what I call some sizzling topics. That's the topic that Christians, some won't discuss, and if they do, they look like they're about to tear their ears off, okay? And there are some things that I know God wants to be exposed because these things are holding his people down, and it has got them in bondage. And the sad thing about it, some of the leaders in the church, some of them know about it, some don't know about it. But some of those that do know about it, they either afraid to speak on it or they won't speak on it. And then you have others that don't know about it because they don't go too deep in the things of God to even understand or find out what are some of the hidden things that can cause people to be cursed. You hear what I'm saying? So overall series in dealing with curses, I'm just telling you guys, you may hear me speak on some things that is going to be kind of deep. And I'm not, once again, I'm not trying to be vulgar. I'm not trying to be a big shot. But to let you know the seriousness of this thing that has caused the curse or can cause a curse, okay? And I think that as I get ready to go on, that one of our problems too in the Christian community is that many of us is staying too much on the top of the surface. And I'm not here to bash the top of the surface. The top of the surface has its place, especially when you're dealing with baby Christians. But however, when you're dealing with Christians who have been a Christian for a while and should have been growing, it's now time to start feeding some meat, okay? And plus, it could be a blessing to their lives to help them out in the things that they need to know. And perhaps with some of them, this thing is having them in bondage. Now, what I want to start off with on this part of the series tonight and talk about a little bit here is concerning, and y'all will hear my brother Lee sometimes say this on the broadcast, and I understand what he's saying, you know, in one sense. When, you know, people said church, and he said, I don't like using that word. I like using the body and all that. And I get that. It is the body of Christ. And some people do use that word church in the wrong way. And some of them, no doubt, they use it in ignorance, and they think they know why they use it, but they don't understand. Yes, the Bible does mention church. It calls the people to church, okay? And that's true. But it also calls the people the body of Christ, okay? It calls the people the believers. But I want to talk, starting off for a minute here, and I want to read off a couple of articles, and I'm going to start this off concerning, for many of you know the term, the church. And when I'm talking about the church, I'm talking about the church, the believers, okay, And then there are some churches. Everyone in the churches is not saved. Okay? Let's get real about it. Let's get real about it. And some of these leaders know this. But see, some of them are getting great benefits financially off this thing. And so they don't mind you, you know, saying some hallelujahs and at the same time selling crack. Okay? Or saying some hallelujah at the same time and prostitute. They don't mind that, as long as the money keep coming in. But I want to, excuse me, I want to bring this up because in bringing this up also in dealing with connection to curses, the Christian community, we have played so, quote, laid back that we don't think the things of God, some of us don't think the things of God is important. Some of us don't think that there are deeper things in the Word of God that we should explore to find out about. And many of the churches, and which believers being among, have gotten to a point where they have been doing things that has opened up for curses to come on their lives and the lives of others. Amen? And if you look at, say, Christianity today, you'll begin to notice a move in the wrong direction. This is why the Lord been sending his angel messenger, the Elijah, to bring forth a people that's going to be truly Christians when the smoke clears, okay? But you can see the direction of where Christianity has gone to even where the sinners is seeing it. And when they're having problems, now many of them are saying, you know, if you bring up, say, hey, won't you come to church on Sunday? Let Pastor so-and-so pray for you. Let the people pray for you. Now you find some of them snarling at you and frowning and saying, for what? Because those people in the church doing what I'm doing. And for the most part, they ain't wrong, okay? But I want to read something on this article that is from thenewamerican.com. And the title of it is Latest Poll, Bad News for Congress, Good News for Organized Religion, The New American. Okay, and I think I'm going to go to this here. This article was labeled July the 19th, 2023 of this year. Okay, and it's a certain aspect here I want to, as I read this, to talk with you, mention you guys on. Okay, so I read to you the title. And the article says, the Gallup News Service polled 1,000 adults in June, asking them to express how much confidence they have in 16 American institutions. Those institutions range from small business to Congress and from organized labor to the church or organized religion. Okay. Now, small business won in a walk, with nearly two-thirds of those polled giving that institution a grade of a great deal or quite a lot of confidence. So they said more of the people of this 1,000 adults that they polled showed that they had more confidence in small businesses. Okay. Hallelujah. Well, that's what it said. Okay. Congress, on the other hand, followed the trend apparently for years, with just 8% of those polls giving it their top approval. For organized religion or the institutional church in the United States, the broadest measure gives it a rating of 32, up slightly from a year ago. Okay. There was a little surprise for the presidency. Last year, confidence in that office fell by 15 percentage points from the year before, falling from 38 to 23 under Biden. This year, confidence is up ever so slightly to 26%. But the good news for organized religion, defined as a religion with an organized belief system established through an official doctrine, is that for the huge national cohort, it rated a great deal of confidence. Now, they said the organized religion, okay, the organized religion was rated great deal, that people were saying they were having a great deal of confidence in organized religion, okay? Specifically, among those making $50,000 a year or less, some 37% of Americans, presumably the younger cohort, just getting started with their lives, 1 in 5 gave the church a great deal of confidence. And that's, so you take every 5 people you took, only one of them, you know, showed a great deal of confidence concerning in the church, okay? Now, they went from talking about how organized religion was given a vote of a great deal of confidence, and then they went from there to say, in dealing with the church, 1 out of 5 said they had a great deal of confidence concerning the church. Now, number one thing, the Word of God tells us to put, don't put our trust in the arm of flesh, but in God. So our total trust is supposed to be in Christ. But I come to that to say this, that even though on this article, it's like they're trying to say it's the positive, positive, it ain't still so good, because when you got 1 out of 5 young Americans that said they got great deal of confidence concerning the church, 1 out of 5. And then on top of that, when you say organized religion, now, Christianity is a lifestyle, not a, quote, religion. And when you talk about organized religion, you got to understand that there are other ones that could call themselves or is rated under religion, okay? Like Islam, you know, we got that here in the United States. You got Islamic, Christian Science, Scientology, all of that, they're considered under, they are put under religions as well. But I want to and I'm talking about this to a point here, is Christianity. Because Christianity is the only belief that's supposed to be following Jesus Christ. You understand that? And so in this article here, it says of the younger folks that 1 out of 5 say they had a great deal of confidence. 1 out of 5, that's still not as a greater number to me, okay? Hallelujah. Now, I want to, and keep that in mind, when they talked about how 1 out of 5 gave, rated the church as having a great deal of confidence in the church, just 1 out of 5. Because I'm going to read another article on the research.lifeway.com. And the title is Pastors and Churches Face Historic Lack of Trust. And this is under Lifeway Research. Okay? I want to read to you from this article here, which came out last year, July 12, 2022. And it's titled Pastors and Churches Face Historic Lack of Trust. Okay? And I'm bringing this up because, you know, we in the body of Christ and the Christian community as a whole, we see this trend of turning concerning churches, pastors. When I'm talking about churches and pastors, I'm talking about the ones that claim to be for Christ. Okay? And we see an about-face turn. not for the good. And things that is being done where, you know, they're doing or putting people into a bad predicament where even curses could come on their life. You have some churches that's operating certain stuff that is causing curses to hit the congregation, the pastor. You know, like, for example, some churches are being cursed because, let's say, their pastor is a Mason. And some of these pastors are deep in the Masonic order. I'm talking about 33rd degree and higher. Well, when you get in that and higher, especially just let alone being connected to the Masonic order, which is an ungodly organization that is headed up by Baphomet, the demon god Baphomet, okay? Praise the Lord. I'm back on this. The call, quote, drop. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You know, and I know that some things are just, you know, technology. And then there are some things that Satan is involved in. And I know that this is not a, this is a subject that he doesn't want me to talk about. But Lord, I pray that you will cover me in your blood and all that is listening. Stretch forth your mighty hand, Lord God, for the glory of God this day, and bless, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Now, as I was saying, that on this note, you know, many of the churches, they're turning away and they're turning to things that is opening up the door for curses to come on people in their lives. And then you have many churches that are not even teaching people what the Word of God has to say about particular things that open up the door for curses. Now, I'm going to read the rest of this article here. Once again, it said, Americans increasingly don't trust the church or pastors as confidence and trust levels have eroded to historic lows for both, by Aaron Earls. Americans may have positive association with individual churches or pastors. However, thinking of them collectively, U.S. adults no longer offer them the benefit of the doubt. And that's interesting. Americans increasingly don't trust the church or pastors as confidence and trust have eroded to historic lows for the institution and its leaders. Gallup's most recent, and remember I read to you the other article a few minutes ago that Gallup gave, Gallup's most recent annual surveys on Americans' institutional confidence and honesty ratings for professional found trust in both the church and pastors reaching their lowest points in the history of the surveys. Gallup's survey of confidence levels in institutions found significant declines for 11 of the 16 institutions, including the church or organized religion, and no improvements for any of the groups. Now, you see they found a decline concerning the church and organized religions, and so they found no improvement for any of the groups. It said only two institutions, small businesses, which is 68%, and the military, 64%, garner a great deal or quite a lot of confidence from a majority of Americans. So majority of Americans have more confidence in the small businesses and the military than they did in the church. Now, once again, I know this ain't all Christians, but it ain't all sinners as well, okay? There's some Americans who are claiming to be Christians because of the things that they've seen in the church and seeing the church staying quiet and not rising up on things that they need to speak out on, starting to go, I don't know. Now they go on to say, after dropping 5 points last year, the church suffered another 6-point fall in 2022. Currently, only 31% of Americans say, now listen to this, They have quite a lot or a great deal of confidence in the church or organized religion, with just 14% expressing a great deal of confidence. So out of the 31% that say they have quite a lot or a great deal of confidence, only 14% of that 31 said that they had a great deal of confidence. Almost 2 in 5 Americans say they have some confidence in the church, while 29% say they have very little. Good Lord. Another 2% have none, and 1% have no opinion. Okay? Now, this ain't about, excuse me, so you have to clear the throat here. Now, I'm coming with this about because, listen, one of the other things I want to bring out to you all is that the Word of God is the Word of God. And even though you may see the church hiding, you have seen some things done in the church and stuff like that, don't let it stop you from searching the Word of God. And understand this, that there are things that the Word of God shows that if you commit these things, it can cause curses to come upon you. And see, the church world, the Christian community in general, the biggest percentage of it do not talk about curses. There's stuff going on in people's lives that come from what you call generational curses, coming down the family line. And here's the thing about it. It's amazing how these secular doctors who call it generational traits can talk about it, but the church won't. The church won't talk about it. And you got people suffering with certain things that their daddy or their granddaddy or great-granddaddy had, and they don't notice, and they just give it up and just go on to die. Hallelujah. And it is sad that you got some in a leadership position who think that the only thing to being a pastor is putting a twang and a twang in your voice, jump up and all up on the pews and holler, collect the money and go home. Amen. And sad to say, that's what some of them think, okay? Amen. And that's how some of them approach the job in leadership. Now, you have a few among the Christian community who is actually speaking on these curses. And the sad thing about it is the ones that stand silent and hiding in the corner and don't want to do nothing, they're talking against the ones who are trying to spread the word. I say that to say this to those who are listening, as I do this series on the curses and all that. Take what I'm giving you back to the Lord. You know, I know some of you may say, well, you know, my church don't teach on this. Well, I understand that. But it don't stop you from learning the Word of God, and I do it. See, some of you won't learn no deeper because you saying your church don't teach on that. I'm in the Church of Christ Elias and Message. And I've been saved since 1990, been in the church since 1990. There's a lot of things in the church that we have not spoke on and taught on. And as I shared my testimony with you guys once before, you know, I had to listen to the Lord work through other believers outside the church I belong to in teaching me certain things that the Church of Christ with the Lies of Message did. You get what I'm saying? So, don't let what I'm giving you concerning curses just go out the door. The scriptures I give you, the articles I give you to read, hey, search it up for yourself and take it to Jesus. Please don't get stuck on that mentality like, well, my church don't teach that. Well, I get it. They don't teach it. But did Jesus tell you not to study because your church don't teach it? No. And I guarantee you, if many of you go into the Word on this, you're going to find out there's possibly some things going on in your life when you look into, you see what the Word say about it, you go, oh, that's why that's happening. That's why that's going on. Wow. And saying this to you, the title, like I said again tonight, on this part one of curses, is ignorance is not the answer. And as I said in the beginning of this broadcast, there are some in the Christian community who actually not only think, but believe that what I don't know can't hurt me. What I don't know can't hurt me. They actually believe that. Amen. And the deal on that is this. They are so wrong. So wrong. Ignorance is not the answer. You know, I have talked to some Christians. And when I mention, let's say, witchcraft, the first thing come out of their mouth is, well, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. I said, well, just because you don't believe in it doesn't mean it don't exist. See, this is some of the same Christians I talk to about curses, open doors, and they quit to shoot it down. I don't believe in that. And it's sad to say, you do more better at times talking to sinners about curses than you do some Christians. And that's just sad, ain't it? I know it is. I know it is. Because some Christians got this wall built up like, I know everything. I'm good. I'm okay. Or they think that, well, I don't believe it. It can't do nothing to me. And that's the same kind of attitude that where many is in bondage to this day. In bondage to curses. And some of them, no doubt in my mind, is doing stuff that they think probably wouldn't bring some of the stuff that's coming on them. Do you understand what I'm saying? They think like, well, I don't know why this thing is happening, you know. And not understanding that it could be as well because there are certain things you're doing that is opening the door for these curses, okay? But ignorance is not the answer. And the Word of God shows us this as we get ready to look at in a minute here. If you have your Bibles, let's go to the book of Hosea, chapter 4. The book of Hosea, chapter 4. Amen. The book of Hosea, chapter 4. Hallelujah. The book of Hosea, chapter 4, and we're going to go to verse 6. The book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6. Now let's look at what the Word of God has to say here. My people, okay, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. The Lord said his people is destroyed for a lack of knowledge. That's ignorance, people. Destroy. They still destroy. You get that? The curse of destruction still came. Even though they was in ignorance, it still came. Okay? You get what I'm saying? Still came. Hallelujah. So ignorance is not the answer. Now, of course, the people having a chance to know God. Now look at this verse. When he said, because he said they are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. Now that's a key thing there, people. The Lord said, is saying, they wasn't destroyed in their ignorance because I didn't want them to know something. They was destroyed in their ignorance because they chose not to know. You understand that? They chose not to know. Willingly ignorant, okay? Chose not to know. He said because they have rejected knowledge. Listen, if we look at the Bible alone, when you refuse to study the Word of God, guess what you're doing? You rejected knowledge. And see, some of you in your thinking process, you think by not studying the Bible, oh, I can't be held accountable. Can't nothing happen to me. I don't know. I guarantee you there's a whole lot of stuff happening to you based on you not knowing. See, the devil, he got you fooled. He had told you, said, hey, you can't be held accountable. Can't nothing happen to you if you don't know it. Well, guess what? The Bible tells you the devil's a liar. And if you really can see his face, how he's laughing at you, in the bondage that you're in, maybe you'll come out of it. The people rejected the knowledge. His people, many of his people, is doing the same thing today. They don't want no knowledge of God. They don't want to know God through prayer and the study of the Word. They don't want to know God. And some of them are some of the biggest Sunday church goers there are. You can't beat them hollering in service. You can't beat them rolling on the floor. You can't beat them doing a leg kick in shape. You can't beat them saying that Jesus is the best. He's the answer. He's this. But some of them, some of the same ones that come to Sunday school late or don't come at all, don't show up for no Bible study. Some of them don't even show up every Sunday. Some of them, if the Bible had a human mouth, the Bible would tell you, say, hey, when they come from church Sunday, they just throw me in the closet. I'm in there until next Sunday. Amen. Well, you can say amen to old me, but that's the truth. Hallelujah, that's the truth. I'm going to stop it here tonight. So I got into part one of this. And when we come to part two, we're going to go a little bit more further. But like I told you guys, hey, in these series and dealing with curses and different things to call curses, I may be going pretty deep. But the purpose is to expose the works of darkness. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the blessed word. We thank you for your power, the Holy Ghost. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And you deserve all the glory and honor and praise, and we magnify you because you're worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord, for this day in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, this is Brother Nate. with the Church of Christ Elijah Message on a broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.